Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Talking this time, this is part two of at least a short series of podcasts about attention. As I sit here Icarus-like in the ratings on iTunes Top 100 Podcasts, I'm floating in the 30s right now, which actually presents me a problem because I run into the bandwidth limitations or the bandwidth cost problem. And so this is an unsolicited plug because I'm feeling guilty about the amount of bandwidth these are pulling these days. So if you need an ISP, consider IP House. They're a great gang. Let's continue the conversation about attention. I did the last podcast about some of the mechanics of how to get attention and feed burner and so on and so forth. But let's talk a little bit about sort of the philosophy of it. Attention, I think, is something that we're all going to become much more aware of as the internet matures. And there's a great gang called Attention Trust that really is the place that got me thinking about it last week. It's at attentiontrust.org. Great gang thinking about this stuff. And essentially starting to think about our rights as people who give attention rather than the rights of the people who are trying to attract it. Clearly, people have been in the business of trying to attract attention for a really long time, and the internet changes the landscape a bit. And I think that they're on the right track when they're thinking about this stuff. One thing that they point out is that having your attention is a big deal for me because it gives me the power to influence what you do, and that's a good thing for me. But there ought to be some sort of quid pro quo, and you ought to have some rights in that equation as well, which I also think is right. And so they lay out four basic thoughts on the website. First, that attention, your attention, that the cycles that you devote throughout the day to all those different things are, that's your property, that you get to control it. Secondly, that your attention is something that you can transfer to other people. I'm going to do that later on in the show by way of an example. You do it all the time. You introduce other people. You give people recommendations, you recommend things, you say this is really good, like I plugged IP House. That's a transfer of attention. You're taking the attention that you devote to me, and now I'm piping that around to the gang at IP House to sort of divert your attention to something that's important to me. They then say there's an economy around attention, that attention has value or has worth, and then finally, and I think this may be the one that really got them going, that this ought to be a transparent process, that you ought to know how your attention is being used, and you should be the people who choose the person. You should be the person who chooses who to trust, rather than having that trust decision made by somebody else. It's all pretty heavy-duty stuff. I can't do justice to it in 5 minutes, but I wanted to draw your attention to it because I think it's a really important thing in this era of the net and so on. I also think it's really important for community podcasters to realize that because we narrowcast, we can have very intense attention by people who care a whole lot about the little narrow things that we're interested in. And that intention may be, in fact, more valuable than the sort of mass market sort of attention that has prevailed in the past. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.